Welcome to the show. You know what time it is. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday night. This is Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Guy Sports Talk Radio, this is what we're about. Gambling tips, the big wagers, the biggest games. Do you want to be on the right side listening to the radio show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside, recapping what happens during the week and also what's going to happen along with future impacts and upcoming matchups. Gambling tips is what we're all about, what we look for, why is the line moving, public versus Vegas. This is the show where it all goes down exclusively on TrendBetting.com. A sensational summer ahead of full baseball action, NBA playoffs in full swing, NHL playoffs in full swing. What a great time to be in the industry, folks. Sit back, grab a chair, grab the best cigar you have. Listen up. It's Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Folks, welcome to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. What an exciting show we have for you, watching the NBA draft live as it goes on. We're going to recap that in just a little bit. You know me, I love to talk Major League Baseball. That's going to come down the line on tonight's show as well. We also have a very, very special guest tonight, straight from the team, Brian Payoff Perks, is calling in live with me in just a few moments from the Mandalay Sportsbook in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to get some hot inside tips on some NASCAR information and really, really press the button and see how Brian's doing in Major League Baseball and other betting as well. So, folks, stay tuned for that. Brian's going to be coming on live with us shortly. Going to go over some information with you tonight. Again, folks, the reason why we're here, it's trendbetting.com. I can't say it enough. If you have not been to the website, please go there and check it out. Website, web address, trendbetting.com. You'll see at the top of the screen, click on the experts tab. We have something for everybody at trendbetting.com. Lucky Lance Williams, myself, Donnie Wrightside, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and also Brian Perks. If you have not been to the website, as I said, go there and check it out. Prices are cheap and affordable. We have something for everybody who is a gambler. If you like NBA action, NHL action, golf, soccer, NASCAR, football, whatever you want, we have it, and all angles covered. What do I mean by that? If you like to bet favorites, we got people for you there. If you like to bet underdogs, we have that action. If you like to bet parlays, if you like to bet money line, first five wagers, full game wagers, everything is priced cheap and affordable. So if you have not joined the team yet at trendbetting.com, please go and check us out. Trendbetting.com, the leaders in the industry of sports handicapping. The main thing with trend betting, as I always like to stress, you have to win and you have to lose the right way. Let people know when you lose. Let people know when you win as well. Winning with integrity is what it's about. You hear me on the show all the time. Lucky Lance Williams and myself joined forces about 2 years ago now, putting a vision forward for what we wanted to work in the sports betting industry, and that's winning with integrity. You can't win every single game. You're not going to win 70% long term. If you can keep more money in your pocket than is flowing out, you are a winner in gambling. 401k approach. If you have a 401k guy managing your money, your retirement account, there's no way you would okay somebody calling you up saying, I have a hot tip tomorrow. Let's put your entire 401k or your entire retirement account on one thing that may hit or may not hit. You would fire that guy immediately, never talk to him again, and switch brokers immediately. That's what we're about, trendbetting.com. They always live to fight another day. If there's a game on the card that you like, fantastic, fire away. If there's no game on the card you like, live to fight another day. Maybe get a better look the next day, but that's how you have to preach and get after it. Do not risk your money with just any service out there. Choose the guys at trendbetting.com. Once again, as I said, folks, just in a few moments here, NASCAR specialist Brian Payoff Perks is going to be calling in me, Donnie Wrightside, live in just a few moments from the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook. So we'll get into that in just a few moments here. In the meantime, taking a look at the NBA draft. How about that? I mean, number one overall is Carl Anthony Towns. No question about it. The minute the season ended, you knew he was the best player, and Minnesota would have been foolish to take anybody else. But number two on the board there, the shocker of the draft, D'Angelo Russell, shattering all our Sixer fans' hopes. And yes, I am a Sixer fan. I am from the East Coast, if you cannot tell by the voice there. But we did pick up Jahlil Okafor in the three spot. It's just pure value there. Best player available. No question about it. So, I mean, that was definitely the right move for the Sixers to take at number three. Knicks fans almost blew out the Barclays Center there with Kristaps Porzingis going as the number four overall pick. And a real, real interesting one. But as soon as the draft, you knew it was going to get right off the rails as soon as D'Angelo Russell went number two overall, because that was going to set in motion a complete chain reaction. I'm just happy the Sixers ended up with Jahlil Okafor. Didn't reach out, didn't trade down to get Muadey, didn't go after anything or, you know, really stress out anything more than what they should have done. So the Orlando Magic are on the clock at number five. Going to be interesting who they actually take in this spot here. Muadey, I know they do like the kid from overseas as well, Mario Hezonja. So we'll see exactly how that plays out and see exactly what is going to take place. About myself, folks, again, this is Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Welcome to the show. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA, NFL, fantasy football. It's what I'm about. It's what I love to do. This is how I make money. It's betting on sports wagering and being in the business itself. Anything I can get my hands on that's going to help me out in sports betting, I'm always open to learning new things each and every day. On the radio show itself, eventually down the line, we're going to take calls. We do two shows now a week, Monday noon, recapping the weekend with Major League Baseball Afternoon Edition, and, of course, myself here tonight on Thursday night, Prime Time Edition. Recapping what happens during the week, you know I love to do that, to see how we can certainly look back on those games and apply a winning formula to games coming up on the schedule over the weekend and down the line. Gambling tips, you know, it's what we look for. Why is the line moving? Public versus Vegas is always a key ingredient, especially in football season, since there's only typically, you know, major football games on Saturday and Sunday, a couple interspersed during the week. But you always want to know and see who the public is betting on that Friday and Saturday morning. Pushing the lines, steaming them out of place, and certainly seeing who is betting what is a key part of the industry. About myself, folks, been a pro for 20 years, online selling picks for about 3 years with my sites, rightsidevalueplays.com, and also my home base at trendbetting.com. Typical approach for myself is a less is more 401k type strategy. In baseball season, we do bet a little bit more, obviously, because there is, you know, anywhere between 10 to 15 games per day on any given day. So you want to put those odds in your corner and certainly use them to your advantage and fire away. Also, as you said, again, NCAA football, NCAA basketball, NFL, Major League Baseball, it's what I love to do. You see me post videos on there. If you want to reach out to me on Twitter, follow me at RightsideVP. And also, if you see me on Facebook, at Donnie Wrightside. Folks, going to take a quick break. Going to be right back on the other side. Hopefully, we have Brian Perks available for the show. So just hang with me there. We'll be back in 2 minutes. This is Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the Experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football, it's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at trendbetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Hey folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there? Filling your bankroll up? A little bit of a struggle for you? Put the experts at trendbetting.com to work for you. Go to trendbetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. Trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, trendbetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Coming up on the show momentarily is Brian Payoff Perks calling in live from Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook. We'll get to him and go over some key ingredients on what to look for in some NASCAR events this weekend and also Major League Baseball edition. Before we get to Brian here again, just to recap the draft, number 2, D'Angelo Russell, 3, Jahlil Okafor, Kristaps Porzingis, 4, and Mario Hezonja going 5. The Kings are on the clock at 6. Interesting to see where Emmanuel Mudiay is going to fall, but don't put it off any longer. Here is my man, Brian Payoff Perks, calling in live from Las Vegas. Brian, what's going on, brother?
Donnie, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, you're calling from Sin City out there, right in the middle, doing damage in sportsbooks. How's it going, my friend?
Dude, I am having a ball this week, and we are doing damage. It's a sad shame that it's coming to an end tonight. I'm flying out tomorrow, but wagers are coming in, and we are winning.
I love it, my friend. Now, you are our official NASCAR go-to guy on trendbetting.com. Recap the past maybe week or so of how you've been doing and maybe a possible look at this weekend's NASCAR races.
MLB this past week, we've been crushing it since we started MLB. I'm teamed up with Showtime Sean. You can follow him at Showtime Sean1 on Twitter. Dude is absolutely on fire. We're working together and just crushing books. NASCAR
That's
this
awesome,
weekend,
man.
We're at a road course. It's different. It's not your normal circle track. I'm sorry. It's just a lot of variables again, man. But road course, people are high on Tony Stewart. I'm not so much this weekend.
Now, looking at the big board out there in Las Vegas, odds going up, obviously, for NASCAR races there. Give us maybe a guy that you're zeroing in on maybe early before you make a wager. I know you like to take a look at a lot of information, obviously, before firing on these events. Give us somebody that you're looking at ahead of time and also somebody that might be in the back of the pack that nobody's really looking at that might be a nice payoff there.
If you're looking at a long shot for this week's road course in Sonoma, you got to look at AJ Allmendinger. He's not a good guy you'd normally look at during regular circle track races. He's a great road course racer, and at 8-1, bet him.
Sounds like a plan on there. You know me, I'm not that big on betting NASCAR, but I do follow your wagers all the time online. And, hey, what you say goes. I mean, I run right to the Five Dimes account and just fire away and see if we can get some local action. There's no question about it there. Now, coming up in NASCAR as the summer progresses, do you take a different look as the season extends itself, Brian, as opposed to maybe all the way back with the Daytona 500? Has anything changed for you in that way of capping these events?
You do. You look at it a little bit different because to get into the chase, you need to win a race. Once these guys win a race, you like to think they tend to lean back a little bit and push their teammates up to win their race to get into the chase.
How about now going forward in there, if let's just say somebody's won a race already and they're qualified or they're higher in the standings, do they tend to push the medal and maybe, you know, really get after it and try to get as many points as possible? Or at that point, are you just looking, you know, don't crash your car up for the next couple races, hang around and just get into the chase at the end? How does that change your point of view on maybe picking a guy to win a race as opposed to maybe a long shot sneaking in there?
You're a great point, Donnie. Do you look back and you look at Kevin Harvick, who's won races this year already? He's pissed right now, and he's hungry. There's a lot of pride in that Harvick camp, and he's at 11-2 right now. Look at him. He's another great one for this weekend. Might even look at him for a head-to-head.
Could be an interesting one, no doubt about it. Now, we saw the pictures online with you and the CEO, the big boss man, Lucky Lance Williams, checking out the Cup out there in Las Vegas. How was that whole experience and just, you know, getting a look at that Cup right in front of you, man? How was that?
Man, that was amazing. The crowd around it was insane. I was lucky enough to get my hands on the Cup and, quote-unquote, fondle it. The Cup handler was there wearing his gloves, carrying it around. I felt a little bad putting my hands on it, but you know what? At the end of the day, my fingerprints were on that Cup.
I hear you, man. We in Philadelphia, we haven't had any fingerprints on that Cup since 74, 75. So hopefully we'll not be waiting too much longer to get a feel for that. I know you're only out there in Las Vegas there, Brian, for a short time, tearing it up. And I know you fly out regularly to Las Vegas to place wagers, meet clients, and, you know, get everything underway in your businesses out there. Give us a look maybe at a baseball wager tonight or tomorrow that you might be looking at, even if it's already started tonight. What are you on, buddy?
Tonight, baseball wagers, I'm on the Cincinnati Reds money line. Let me look up at the board. They are up 1-0 right now in the bottom of the first, which is looking good, but again, a lot of game left. Also on the New York Yankees money line. That's also where we had in that game. Top of the first, that game just started.
Yep.
But again, we are on the Cincinnati Reds money line and the New York Yankees money line, both dogs.
Sounds good, man. Split those right down the middle. At least you walk out with plus money. Brian, let the fans know up there where they can get a hold of you on trendbetting.com and, of course, on Twitter. Where can they find you, buddy?
You find me at trendbetting.com. Scroll down. Look for, I'm sorry, Donnie, look for the most handsome face on there.
With
Perks.
There you go.
Facebook, I am Brian Perks. And Twitter, we are going with @PayoffWithPerks.
Fantastic, man. We'll definitely be able to get you back on the show at a later time, Brian. Thanks so much for being a guest, taking time out of your busy schedule out there live in Las Vegas. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a safe flight home, buddy.
You got it, Donnie. Thanks again, buddy. Take care.
Absolutely. That's my main man right there, NASCAR expert Brian Perks. Folks, again, if you haven't checked him out yet, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Go right down to Payoff with Perks. Sign up for a package. Prices are cheap and affordable. As I said, I love when Brian calls in the show, and I love talking to him daily there. I don't do NASCAR, but I do like to win money. And Brian is going to do that for you, no question about it. We're going to take one short break here, folks. We have a lot to go over. I do want to go over, again, the NBA draft, some of the ins and outs there. I know this is usually a baseball show, but I'm a sports fan. Live events like this really, really captivate. And, of course, I'm a Sixers fan. We are in the basement trying to dig out, trying to build a foundation level by level. Trust the process. The Sam Hinkie experiment is what we've been sold. So that should be a lot of fun to look at as well. And I also want to take a fresh look at Major League Baseball tomorrow so we can go over and maybe get some ins and outs and maybe a fresh approach to see who is going to be on the docket. Folks, going to take one quick short break here. This is Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio, Primetime, and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Hey folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, Thursday night, 8 p.m., with your host, Donnie Wrightside. As we heard live from Las Vegas, the Mandalay Sportsbook, Brian Payoff Perks was out there dropping knowledge on NASCAR and Major League Baseball. He's having a good time out there with our CEO and big man, Lucky Lance Williams. And looks like Muadei just went number 7 overall. Denver Nuggets dropped a little bit there. So a very, very, very interesting draft in the NBA so far. I'm sure a flurry of trades and swaps are coming up in the next 15 to 20 minutes, because once you start getting out of the top 10, teams start trading for future considerations. If you're up against the cap, you're just looking to get out of the first round. So look for a lot more fun and a lot more maneuvering, and now the value is going to start hitting the board. Maybe a couple guys slipped down that you expected to be there, but everything right now really got sent in the shockwaves was D'Angelo Russell going to the Los Angeles Lakers at number 2 overall, and leaving Jahlil Okafor for the Sixers. And, of course, Karl Anthony Towns going number 1 overall. Major League Baseball for your boy Donnie Wrightside this week. Very, very good. Swept the board on Monday going 2-0-1. Pushed at 2-2 on Tuesday after a disastrous Rodomir Despaigne play. 2 strikes, full count. Needed one more out to get out of the fifth inning to grab a run line winner, a swinging bunt back to the pitcher, came in all lazy, all discombobulated, couldn't pick up the ball. Kid was safe at first base. and the runner scored from third, and we ended up losing that game. So it was 2-2 with a push on Tuesday. Came back last night and swept the card with a couple nice winners. We had Atlanta on the run line getting a half of a run at plus 100. That game was 0-0 after five. That's how you know you nailed it right on the head. Also, we had the Milwaukee Brewers, who were a 2-1 winner over the New York Mets yesterday in the first five innings. They jumped out on Bartolo Colon with four straight hits in the top of the first to get up 2-0. Really should have had more runs, but that turned out to be all they needed, and we had a nice, easy winner there, and certainly followed up with another winner last night to go 3-0. Let me just get that game. I don't know why it's escaping me right now. Let's see what we got. All right, Brewers, Rockies. I don't know why that's slipping a card for me there. Oh, well, I'll go back and check that. But it was a clean 3-0 sweep last night. 7-2 on the week, plus 25 units of profit. So friends, family, and clients are looking really, really good heading into this weekend. It's always a lot of fun. We only have one game in action tonight, and we took another dog on the run line. Actually, technically, it's not a dog because we're paying minus 105. We have the New York Yankees going against one of my favorite pitchers in baseball, Dallas Keuchel, and the Houston Astros there, but getting a half of run. Most of the team on the New York Yankees hit him decent, and a lot of the Houston Astros have not seen Adam Warren pitching, so we thought it might be a good opportunity there, go a little bit against the public, since they will be hammering Dallas Keuchel. A couple key ingredients there, the walk in the park the Yankees had yesterday after getting busted up by the Phillies. Two straight games. They won 10-2 yesterday. We were able to fly down to Houston relatively easily there. On the flip side, a West Coast game for the Houston Astros that went 13 innings and a 2-1 loss. So you figure they might have some effects of fatigue in that game. I know they didn't have all their players in the game yesterday. You know, the Tuckers of the world, as well as George Springer, had the day off. And I know Altuve is a little bit banged up, but he did play yesterday. So we think it's going to be a good shot. I'm superstitious, so I'm not checking in on those scores as we speak. I will check into them later. But again, baseball season has been going really, really well for us, and we're pretty excited about how that's turning out. We always have decent Junes, and it looks like the last part of June is going to be equally as good as what we had hoped and anticipated. But also, as I said, one of my favorite parts of the night is I have not looked at the Friday card yet for tomorrow. So let's bring up some stuff right now. Let's go over some stats together and maybe look at some pitching matchups that might be intriguing and we can capitalize on tomorrow. Atlanta traveling to Pittsburgh in one of the first games of the day. There are no day games tomorrow, it looks like. Everything's going to get underway at 7:05 Eastern Standard Time. Perez versus Liriano. Liriano's very, very tough at home, but Perez has been a really good bright spot in his seven starts. The team is 5-2, that being the Atlanta Braves, and also his record is a clean 4-0. Pitching to an ERA of 2.14, which is very, very good. We'll see what type of lineups they put out tomorrow. I know it hurts that Atlanta team to have Freddie Freeman out of that lineup, as you saw today. They got shut down by Doug Fister. Doug Fister came back off of the DL and looks to be, you know, whatever was ailing him seems to be fixed, because he threw, I believe it was six innings, he stayed in the game today, had a really, really nice game, never was really threatened too much. But then again, that Atlanta offense is tough. So, you know, going back to last night, Shelby Miller was on the mound, had really good stats against the Washington Nationals, held them down over the first five innings where they didn't score at all or really even threaten Shelby Miller, which was great. So, I mean, when you're looking at games like that, there's a reason why Atlanta's getting minus, you know, plus 150 or whatever it was yesterday, which allowed us to take the run line to get the half run over the first five innings. They don't hit the ball that well. So we were taking a leap of faith on Shelby Miller would be very, very good, and maybe they would scratch out a run on Jordan Zimmermann. Didn't happen, but didn't need it to happen. So, I mean, a 0-0 tie was all we were asking for. But taking the Atlanta Braves right now, especially on the road, is a tough, tough thing to do. And you know how tough, typically, Francisco Liriano is at home, coming from the left-hand side, just buckling batters over there in Pittsburgh. So that's going to be an interesting game to take a look at, hence the line at minus 195. So obviously, folks, there's not too much that we're going to hang our hat on in that equation. Another buzzsaw-type game, and this is rare, to have a minus 200 on the road, Max Scherzer versus Aaron Harang. I know the Phillies have been playing a little bit better, but Max Scherzer has been absolutely lights out. What, has he given up one hit over his last 18 innings or whatever it is? I mean, should have had the perfect game last game, but, you know, settled on a no-hitter as a consolation prize. I mean, again, you look at that game and you say, you know, hey, Washington's going to roll over him. It's just not worth paying a price like that. I mean, the first five innings, what's it going to be, minus 220? There's nothing there. I mean, if you take a run line minus a half of a run, minus 170, I mean, it's just not worth it. I mean, unless you're just going to come out of pocket, you know, and lay $240 to win 100, you know, just using layman's terms on that, you just can't see too much value. And there's no point. You know me, I'm not a big parlay player or anything outside of those realms. So in that game tomorrow, do I think Washington's going to win and win easy? Yes. But then again, 98% of the country is going to think the same thing. I mean, I've seen worse, and especially it's not even a home game for Washington. It's a home game for the Phillies. Harang has been decent at home, but he is on a jet slide lately in the past 5 to 6 games, going back to what he is, just your normal average journeyman pitcher. If Bryce Harper's back in the lineup and that Washington lineup is going, you know, full blast, as it can be with Zimmerman and Jason Worth still out of the lineup, it's still very formidable, especially with getting Anthony Rendon back. I don't see any way the Phillies really can hang in, but hey, I've seen crazy things with Miguel Franco putting up maybe two or three extra base hits in the game, maybe a bomb and two doubles just to keep them around. But it's just a tough ingredient there to lay 200, especially on the road and looking at even more in the first five. So in the equation there for the Washington Nationals and the Philadelphia Phillies, we're not really going to be too active of a participant in that one. Another game tomorrow, Johnny Cueto is finally going to take the mound again versus Noah Syndergaard. Two hammers on the mound. Over under there looks like it's about 6.5, which is approximately right. Cueto is a small favorite, minus 110. You know me, folks. I love Johnny Cueto. Now, I mean, Syndergaard, when he's on the road, you've seen us. We've bet against him multiple times on the road. At home with those young pitchers, they tend to get a little bit of a bump, a little bit more of a it's a word I'm looking for. You know, good feel at home. You know, you get the vibes. You're used to pitching at home. You get that same routine. When the young guns go out on the road pitching in a different environment for the first time, tend to struggle. Maybe the mound's a little bit different. You know, the scenery in the background, they just don't have a feel, or maybe the wind's blowing out. At home, they have a little bit more of a comfort level in that one, but we'll definitely check that out and check some of the numbers, because the one thing you can count on right now, Cincinnati is finally starting to hit the ball. The New York Mets, they don't hit the ball. They won 2-0 today with Jake DeGrom on the mound, who pitched a masterpiece at the Milwaukee Brewers. But once again, I mean, they scratched out two runs. I mean, if you're looking at, especially going against Johnny Cueto, who's a dominant pitcher in his own right, scratch one or two out, I mean, there's a good chance that lineup over there on the Reds. I mean, you got Votto, Frazier, Bird's finally back. I love Billy Hamilton and Brandon Phillips back-to-back soon as they get through the pitcher in that eight spot. So it's a very good lineup for the Reds. They're not playing great baseballs. They're under 500 and really being a slight disappointment this year. But that's one game we're definitely going to take a look at. Let's move on to the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Miami Marlins, Anderson versus Nicolino. Obviously, Nicolino's 1-0 with an ERA of 0, so not much to go on there. But, you know, I do love to get that first look. If the kid is a good pitcher, you do some research on him, he's a strikeout guy from the minor leagues or whatever he might be, that might be some sneaky advantages there over the first five innings because the other team has not seen him. So if you have to get a feel, maybe it takes one or two at-bats. By then, you might be down 2-0. You might rake him in the sixth or seventh inning. But, hey, first five's already over, and you put that money in your pocket. So we'll definitely get a look at this Nicolino kid and see exactly what he's got going on. Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Reds, 8:15 start Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. Arrieta versus Lackey. Interesting matchup there. Both ERAs approximately the same. I like betting the Chicago Cubs, but the one thing that's hard to do, boy, betting against those St. Louis Cardinals at home, I mean, that's just a money burner in itself. 47-24 overall, best record in baseball. Chicago Cubs are no slouch. Arrieta is a very good pitcher, but not much value there. That line is a little bit telling there. St. Louis is going to open up between minus 115 to minus 120 for full game. That gives the Cubs a serious fighting chance in that game because the Cubs can hit with anybody. And, you know, but St. Louis is pure fundamental. That's the game we won yesterday. I'm sorry, folks. St. Louis Cardinals yesterday with a 2-1 win over the Miami Marlins yesterday. Didn't start out so well. First pitch, Mike Stanton saw. He hit it 480 feet. I believe it was to left center field, maybe? I believe it was to left center field. But came back with a 2-run blast of our own for the Cardinals and a nice 2-1 win yesterday for that 3-0 sweep. Love betting the Cardinals. 1-8, you're going to get great lineup. You're going to get smart, heady baseball. You're going to get good starting pitching. It's always a nice team to bet on, and they are a cheap home favorite tomorrow, which is a little bit leery. Is anybody that's the best team in baseball, only at a minus 120, It's kind of interesting. So we'll take a look and get some in-depth details on that. Late night game tomorrow night, Arizona Diamondbacks versus the San Diego Padres out there at Petco. Robbie Ray, 1.78 ERA. Like the kid. He's been pitching really well. Tyson Ross had a very, very nice outing in his last game out there in that bigger ballpark there at Petco. Last year, we rode Tyson Ross as a young pitcher, a little bit under the radar on an underachieving team. San Diego Padres are a little bit better. They got shelled today. Tried to make a little bit of a comeback there, but I believe they ended up losing something like 13-8 out on the West Coast at the Giants. And again, you saw me joke on Twitter tonight, if you do follow me, Big Game James. How the hell did he even get that moniker as his nickname? Big Game, yeah. I mean, Big Game getting his ass kicked, James, is more like it. I mean, I remember all the way back to going back to the World Series with the Philadelphia Phillies in 2008 when he was still a young pitcher. He already had the name Big Game James. I mean, he didn't win a game in that World Series either. So I don't know what Big Game James ever won, but it must have been nice in high school when he, you know, beat one of the local conference kids there in a big game to win the conference. I don't know, but I always like to joke around. I've never seen the guy win a big game in his life. Colorado, San Francisco tomorrow, Bettis versus Hudson. Bettis been a decent pitcher, started out the season on fire, had a couple rough spots, but it looks like he has rebounded there, and going against that veteran Tim Hudson. I like to fade Tim Hudson a lot, but Colorado on the road, I mean, as Ice Cube said, shotgun shells are bad for your health. So is betting the Colorado Rockies on the road. No question about that. Texas versus Toronto tomorrow, 7:05 Eastern Standard Time start up in Sky Dome. Texas is going to run Nick Martinez out there versus Mark Burley. Mark Burley looks like he's turned around his season. Toronto at home, when they put their team out there full blast, they certainly rake it. One thing I'm always surprised about is Nick Martinez does not get a lot of respect. In the 14 starts that he's had for the Texas Rangers, they are 9-5. He's personally 5-3 overall. ERA is under 3, and he never gets respect. No matter where he, it seems, you know, goes or who he goes up against, he's always like that, you know, best case scenario, minus 110. Worst case scenario, he's getting like a plus 140 or a 150. Now, again, going to Toronto is a tough bill. When they run that full boat lineup out there for Toronto, there's not really anybody better in the entire Major League Baseball usually that can run out that 1-6 or 1-7 with blasts. So, I mean, they can certainly do that and turn it up. Burley has been a little bit better pitcher. Looks like Toronto's opened up at minus 160. And I really, again, don't know how much value in the equation for that game is going to be, but we'll certainly, as I said, always take a look at it. Jose Quintanilla is a sneaky lefty there for Chicago White Sox. Chicago White Sox have really been struggling there, but Anibal Sanchez is going to counter him, and at a minus 170, not really too much value in that equation. Also, I know Detroit did rest some of its key players today, so maybe they'll be ready to go tomorrow, but they were home. Was Detroit home today? You know, I didn't bet that game or spend too much time capping on afternoon games, but Anibal Sanchez has been pitching a little bit better lately. Quintanilla is sneaky, but can't trust the Chicago White Sox offense. Yeah, I know they might put up a couple runs here or there, but I just don't know if they can sustain for the long haul. On paper, it's a nice lineup. I mean, Jose Abreu, Adam LaRoche, Melky Cabrera, Eaton leading off there, Alexei Ramirez. I mean, they can get after it a little bit, but again, they're very, very disappointing at 31-40 on the season. Thought they'd be a much, much better team, especially having an ace like Chris Sale just goes out there and knocks down 10 to 15 batters per game, and seems like you can't even win with him anymore, as they did take a loss the other day with him on the mound. I believe he gave up maybe a season high 5 or 6 runs. We didn't take that game. I didn't really like that equation, especially with those afternoon-type games. As I said, we have been staying away from those, finding much better value at night and a little bit better circumstances. Cleveland and Baltimore, 7:05 tomorrow. Chris Kluber on the mound, very Cy Young, like 3.65 this year. Got hit around a little bit in his last start. Baltimore's been swinging hot bats. Chen is on the mound tomorrow with a 2.89 ERA. They are a fantastic team. Outside of Jason Kipnis on that team, I know Brantley supremely talented hitting out of that three hole as well, but that team is really underachieving at the plate and has been all season long, hence the 33-38 record. Baltimore being a very good home team, even though the record really doesn't show it at 37-34, when they put their full blast lineup out there, hopefully Adam Jones will be healthy and ready to get after it. And you can certainly check on and see some of the batters. And when those lineups get released, we can match them up with the pitchers and see exactly what we like. Tampa Bay, one of my favorite teams in Major League Baseball to bet on. They are home tomorrow at Tropicana Field versus the Boston banged up Red Sox. As with Hanley Ramirez leaving the game, as well as Dustin Pedroia the other night, they are banged up heading down south. Colum A is on the mound, and you know me. Like right now, I'm gritting my teeth and flexing my muscles of how much this guy frustrates me, because I believe his, in his last game, going over the numbers, like something with lefties hit him at like 340 and righties hit him at like 310. He should be getting absolutely busted. On Sunday, we pushed our only game. We had the young cat on the mound for the Cleveland Indians as a money line wager minus 126. And I don't even think the Cleveland Indians at home even got a base hit off Colum A. So he's frustrating. It's one of those guys just like Ruby De La Rosa, who had a great game today for the Arizona Diamondbacks in his start out there in the Battle of the De La Rosas at Coors Field in Denver. But looking at that game as well, I'm never going to back Colum A. I mean, it just seems I don't like the guy, period. So if I back him, it's a real rare equation. But I'm certainly not backing Rick Porcello and his damn near 6 ERA in that game. So that's one we're probably going to push off. Eovaldi, who really is a gas can, versus Velasquez. Tough game to bet there. Looks like Houston's open up at minus 110. That should tell you a lot, meaning that the young kid might already be caught up to for the Houston Astros. And Eovaldi, I mean, I just don't like the guy. He's 6-2 with a 5 ERA. That tells you everything you need to know. Strikeout pitcher, yes, but very wild and inconsistent. That's going to be a tough one for me to back either way. Looking tomorrow, Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Edison Volquez versus Han tomorrow. Han is that little sloppy ball pitcher that we bet a lot last year for the San Diego Padres. I like his game. I really do. I mean, he's 5-5 on the year, 3.4 ERA in the American League. I certainly like him. You know I like the Oakland A's. I like their 1-9. As much pain as they caused me early in the year, getting beat 1-0 in the first fives and 1-0 full games, I still like them and like to back them, especially at home. And they are a favorite tomorrow of minus 130 over the Kansas City Royals and that Royals on their road trip. Seattle versus the Los Angeles Angels. Taiwan Walker, 4.94 ERA, doesn't tell the whole story. Kid's been really good over the last month. And you know me, I love the fade Matt Schumacher for the Los Angeles Angels. He's opening up as a favorite. Circle that one for tomorrow. We'll really get into some details there. But Seattle is going to be high on my list tomorrow, as long as they're putting out a nice lineup. I like the fade Schumacher. He's just a straight line pitcher. I mean, he does have some games where he, you know, fires hard and gets after it, and I get all that, but he's usually a good fade in the first five innings. He is going to give up a long ball. Maybe Cano could catch him up early in that game. Maybe Seager. I mean, anybody on that lineup can really get a hold of him. Right-hand pitcher with not much to offer. And again, as I said, I do like to fade him a lot. Kyle Lowe's on the mound tomorrow with a 6.3 ERA for the Milwaukee Brewers versus my favorite team in the American League is the Minnesota Twins. So we'll see what they put out there. May, having an okay year, 4.03 ERA. Minnesota is a little bit different team on the road as they are at home. Milwaukee can put a decent lineup out there, but ain't no way you're trusting Kyle Loesch. I mean, he's basically done. He's throwing bullpen sessions out there, it seems like, on a night-to-night trend. So that's one game we're probably going to avoid. Show is running down tonight, folks. Again, as soon as we get off the show, I'm heading right back to the NBA draft, get on Twitter, and start breaking down games for tomorrow night in Major League Baseball. Tonight was a lot of fun on the show. As I said, we had specialist Brian Payoff Perks calling in live from the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook in Las Vegas. Got some tips there on some NASCAR information, as well as some Major League Baseball. Folks, once again, if you have not been there, go to trendbetting.com. And check out the team. Price is cheap and affordable. Anything there, we have ready and waiting for you. Reach out to us on Twitter, myself, at RightSideVP, as well as Facebook, Donnie Rightside. Any questions you have, comments, looking at some games, want some input on those games, want some plays, reach out. That's what we're here for. It's what we love to do. It's betting baseball. It's going to be like this for the rest of the summer, heading right into football season. When you have football and baseball collide, and the weather out there is getting cooler, there's no better time to be alive. Had a lot of fun on the show tonight. Once again, it was Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Rightside. Good luck to everybody out there over the weekend. Have a safe and good time. We're going to be back on the air Monday at noon, recapping what happened over the weekend. Once again, folks, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Good luck tonight in the games and over the weekend. We'll catch you on Monday.